Christian greetings to you, dearly beloved brothers and sisters and youth and all. We greet you in the name of Jesus, and may the grace and peace and love of God just multiply more and more in our hearts and lives. We are grateful to God for his goodness, and appreciated the song as well. That were sung this morning at the opening, and also, is my spirit really longing and panting for the Word of God? Are you really that hungry this morning for this Word of God? And, I was blessed with the cover of the bulletin here. In His cross is our hope, and in His blood is our salvation, in His death, our life, and in His resurrection, our everlasting joy. And there's many, many other things that He is to us, since He loved us so much. Many other things. We'll touch a little more on that later, maybe. We came into a new year. What was it, 11 days ago? And I don't have much in making New Year resolutions, but maybe having that term vividly in our mind every day, making commitments to walk with God. And that, if you want a title for the message today, it is Walking with God. And turn with me to Genesis chapter 5 for a key verse. And I'm sure some of you could just simply gather and guess who the main character is of in our message today. We'll use Brother Enoch to start with, but then we'll turn to each individual in walking with God. Verse 22, or 21 rather. Verse 21, Genesis chapter 5. It says, "And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Yeah, God took him. I mean, he just disappeared. Then people probably wondered in his family. Of course, after being there for, actually Enoch's life was short toward what his father was actually. His father was over 900 years old when Enoch was born, I guess, if I understand this correctly. And so his life was actually short, but he just disappeared. I mean, he just left. He was gone. And I don't know. We have to use some imagination on this deal. He probably left a pretty good testimony in his walk with God. And maybe they expected him to leave. I don't know. But God enjoyed the pleasure. It was a tremendous pleasure to walk with Enoch. And Enoch found it very satisfying and very pleasurable to walk with God. And as I said, Enoch was, he walked with God. And, of course, he had God on his mind every day. I mean, walking with God for 300 years or more is, you think there must have been a real close connection. And their mind, they were thinking alike. And they shared, I mean, and Enoch was like us, too. I don't think he heard an audible voice. But his conscience, his life, his ideas, and everything was in tune with the Lord Jesus Christ. He walked with God. How is it with us? And are we endeavoring every day to walk with God? Or do we get so involved in our everyday walk of life here on earth in materialism, in our jobs, and in our whatever we have going? Regardless, it's like the appreciate this on the and anyhow. By the way, I really appreciated Brother Nathan's devotional meditation on the love of God. And that's what gets us in tune with God, to walk with Him every day. And it's not in our what's in our pocket. It's not in how many different enterprises we own, how many different farms we have, how many acres we farm, or how much beef we process, if I am allowed to use my own occupation at the present time. But it's what in our heart is what counts. And that's what draws God to us as individual children of God, is what's in our heart. And what is that? What's in our heart? Or should I say, who's in our heart? It is Jesus, isn't it? Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God, the triune God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit is in our heart. He's in our heart, and that's what makes us a oneness with God, that we can walk with Him. There are many verses in Psalms that would point out what type of a person that Enoch was. I believe I'm allowed to use that. And as I was meditating on this thing, I wasn't sure on New Year's Day whether I'd be here this weekend or not. But I was meditating on this thing for my own life and my own desires and attractions. What are we doing? And I want to walk with God. I want to be more close to God this year and walk with Him than I was the year prior to this. I want to walk with Him. And so we need to let Him have His way to accomplish that purpose for which He has brought us into the world. And you may turn with me to Psalms 1. To bring to our thoughts and our minds some of the expressions that are in the Psalms that would point out to us what type of person, how he was characterized, that Enoch was as he walked with God. And this is a very familiar psalm. And it says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly." Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of God. You know, and in his law doth he meditate day and night, in the word of God. How precious is the Word of God? Again, I ask, is my heart really panting for Thee, O Living Word? In our day and age, and the way Brother Ralph made some mention about the things, how it is in our world today, and we need that so much. We need to be panting for the Word of God to keep us on course with God, to where we can walk with Him in a daily walk of life as we go through the journey of life, really walking with God. So again I say, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He is like a tree that is planted by the rivers of water and bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. There's many things, and we were admonished in that already this morning through several remarks and the devotional and not lacking the love of God. And people say, I love my brother, but we have thoughts against this brother. We love him, but I just can't hardly get along with him, you know. And we need to right there just bow down and confess our sins and confess our lack of love for our brother. And it's very necessary that we do that when we are reminded in our conscience that we have some thoughts that are not really loving and kind. Walking with God is to desire and to delight in his word. And there's another scripture that I want to read, and that is in Psalm 16. Now we are blessed. We are a blessed people. As Anabaptist Christians, we have been left a legacy, and we have a tremendous inheritance because of not money, but a spiritual life, of parents that raised us up in the Word of God. And so here he says, preserve me, O God, for in thee do I put my trust. I can just imagine that old brother Enoch, he studied in these things. Now, he didn't have these words, I don't guess, because he was long before the Psalms were. But it seems to me, I would just like to think that he was that kind of person. He loved the Lord with all his heart. And, O my soul, thou hast said unto the Lord, thou art my Lord, my goodness extendeth not to thee. You know, it's not like we heard through Brother Nathan this morning. He loved us. We love him because he first loved us. Our goodness, you know, is nothing. You know, we don't have any righteousness. We don't have any holiness without God imparting that into our heart. And so, walking with God. He said, verse 3 here in Psalm 16, but to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight, their sorrows shall be multiplied that hasten after another God. Their drink offerings and blood will I not offer, nor take up their names into my lips. He was not interested. The Christian is not interested in other gods. We have only one God, and that is all. And he doesn't change. And so in verse 5, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Yes, regardless how terrible, how evil our nation turns out to be, or whether those terrorists will come to America. We've got some of them now already. These guys that are out there shooting, like Ralph made mention, and shooting people and carrying on, and the hate and all that stuff. But the Lord, I have set the Lord in front of me, always before me, because he is at my right hand, and I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad. Are our hearts glad? Well, I say our heart goes out to those that are persecuting others, or all these shootings, our heart goes out to them, because it's not because they are who they are, but who they are serving, as one brother made mention in a class. They have given their life to the devil, and he is controlling their life. This is the opposite. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore, my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. Isn't that wonderful? We rest in the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Almighty. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Now this would probably refer maybe to Jesus, but our soul will not go to hell if we walk with God. Our soul will go with God, go to be with God, even in eternity. And so thou wilt show me the path of life, and in thy presence, in his presence, you know, as we walk with him, is fullness of joy. Oh, we have disappointments now and then, but we can talk with the Lord. We can just share our heart, and he will strengthen us and keep us in tune and in touch and on track with him. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy, and at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Wonderful, wonderful. And we praise God for that. And we will also turn to some more verses. In Psalms 36, verse 5, thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains. Thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore, the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. They shall be abundantly satisfied with fatness of thy house, and thou shalt make them drink of the river of thy pleasures. For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light. O continue thy loving kindness unto them that know thee, or may I say that walk with thee, and thy righteousness to the upright in heart. So we have these scriptures that show us what a person like Enoch would have been, what we imagine that he was as he walked with God for 300 years. None of us will have the opportunity, I don't think, to walk with him for 300 years. But the blessedness of being with him, if our life is over with before this week ends or before this day ends, we will go home to be with him. Walking with God. And now I want to turn to Psalms 119. And these are wonderful blessings. No doubt Enoch just longed to love. And I don't know whether he had a bunch of animals, whether he was a nomad or a Bedouin shepherd or what he was. But as he went about his daily routines, I can just believe that he was thinking about God. And some of the happenings, I'm sure he sometimes, maybe it's like Brother Jonathan here, he had a bunch of little goats, but a number of them died too. And like James Beachy, he's got goats too. He had, 13 or 14 little goats in the past several weeks being born, and there's only got one that's alive anymore. The cold weather just got him. There will be disappointments, but I believe as we walk with God, that will be soothed. And we can realize that God has a purpose in even in disciplining and helping. This is his love that that helps us in these ways. Not that like Job, you know, he says, even though he slay me, I will trust in him. And that is because Job was God conscious as well. Actually, Job, when he, he had his three friends there, and they were accusing him of living in sin and so forth, of course, in all this, Job didn't blame God for anything. Anyhow, in the last chapter of Job, he says, I am so ashamed. I really talked about things I didn't know and understand. And he says, but now, God, I understand. And he says, I repent in dust and ashes. So if, you know, we're not perfect, but if we're walking with God, God will help us through these disappointments and these setbacks. And we can just rest in him. So anyhow, Job, he was quite a man. I was just recently reading through that and was really a little more interested in checking in on it. But he confessed. He just didn't understand everything. And he was talking about things he really didn't understand. So I repent in dust and ashes. So sometimes we have to go through that. And repent and listen to God. Okay, Psalms 119. You know, this psalm had, to me, I have written down that it is a wonderful standard of living. And I don't know whether you ever read that psalm through and the whole thing in one time. I'm going to start with the verse 16 for lack of time. Time is moving on. In verse 16, he says, I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. And sometimes God brings things about in our everyday walk of life to remind us that his word is with us. It's in our heart. And various happenings can bring our thoughts back from what we are doing to God himself again. And in verse 24, if you want to make notes on this, thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. The testimony of God, his love for us, and his longing to keep on walking with us. Dear youth, take this to heart. And older ones as well. We need it too. And then verse 35. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. We heard Brother Nathan read this morning about the love and loving our brother, loving God, and he that keepeth my commandments, he it is that loveth me. So I will not forget thy word. And make me to go in the path of thy commandments. This is so important, my dearly beloved. And number 4, in verse 47, I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. Do we really love the commandments of God? Dear friends, if we want to walk with him, we will love him. We will love his commandments. We will love his promptings and checks through the Holy Spirit, that our life will stay on course and we really walk with the Lord. And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. In verse 49, remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort, and in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me. You know, we get down sometimes. Let's just be honest. But then we need to be quickened. I mean, we need to be brought back to life and really enjoy it. Hey, that was a blessing, God. I thank you for it. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you, me and you. And so God is a wonderful God. I mean, who else is there? None. No one else to walk with. Oh yeah, we can walk with that other guy, Satan himself, but we do not want any part of him. Get thee behind me, Satan. So we need to do that at times, to continue to walk with the Lord. In verse 70, thy heart is a their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in the Lord. But I delight in thy law. Now he was referring to those that don't really love the Lord. But I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Notice that how God's love, it's the love of God that chastens us at times. So the law of the Lord is my delight. We want to walk in it. In verse 77, let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. And so this refers to the word of God. And of course, there's many other verses that we could go in. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. In Psalms 145:17. You know, the world, in a world that continues to deteriorate, we have hope. And we see God working and showing himself in special ways. The psalmist says in Psalms 94, verse 19, in the multitude of thy thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Walking with God, as Enoch did. Now, all these things we could, talk about more and more. But Peter also says that this joy is unspeakable. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, it is an unspeakable joy to walk with the Lord, whom having not seen. Peter reminds us in this, and he had his own. We know a little bit about Brother Peter. He was a gruff man. He was a rough man. I've read some history on it, and maybe it's just somebody's imagination. But if we read about Peter and his expressions and his quickness to talk and to say what's going on and the problems he had with the Lord Jesus, and if it's thee, tell me to come walk on the water, you know. And he was really forward. But anyhow, Peter says this here in verse 8 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Whom having not seen, ye love. In whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Continue to walk with him, whether we're young or old. Let's pattern ourselves. And get into the Word. Simon and I are the two oldest ones here, I guess. But we want to walk with the Lord. Amen? Amen. We don't want to give up. We're too close to home to give up. Don't ever give up. But ever press on walking with the Lord, who has bought us with his own blood. Walking with Jesus Christ. And so it's an unspeakable joy, even though we don't see him, it's an unspeakable joy because we count it a privilege to walk with God as we continue on. We delight in God and he in us. It is a special thing. It is so special to be a Christian, to be bought with Jesus' blood. We are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And therefore, we need to walk with God, walk with our God. And John speaks of it as a fullness of joy. And in 1 John 1:4, these things write I unto you, to me and to you, that your joy may be full, and that to walk with God brings fullness of joy. A wonderful, wonderful joy. Fullness of joy. And Paul says that death is better than life in this relationship. You know, because then one is with Christ. And speaking of the Lord's return and the hope that we have in being with Jesus, he says we should comfort one another with this, with these sayings, with these words. Jesus is coming, maybe sooner than we think. But anyhow, we want to be walking with him when he comes with us. It is a comfort because we long for Christ's return. But as we had in our lesson today, in our adult and youth lessons, I guess, I don't know whether everyone had the same or not, but anyhow, he is coming, and we want to be ready to go when he comes. And this joy comes as we walk with God. Is this our joy? Is this our wonderful joy? Is this how we find our relationship with God? Do we have the confidence daily that he delights in us as we walk with him? I'm going to share in closing, I'm going to share a poem with you. The title is Jehovah El Shaddai. And that is the Hebrew word for Jehovah, God Almighty. What is Jehovah to you? What is he to me? Oh, what is Jehovah El Shaddai to me? My Lord, God, Savior, Emmanuel, he. My prophet, my sacrifice, my altar, my lamb, my judge, advocate, surety, witness, I am. He is the I am. My peace, my light, my life, the truth and the way. My healer, my teacher, my hope and my stay. Redeemer and ransom, atonement and friend. He's Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. What all is he to me? Yea, more is Jehovah El Shaddai beside, avenger and shepherd, my keeper and guide. My horn of salvation, my captain in war, my dayspring, my sun, and my bright morning star. You know, we talk about the Christmas star and the star of the east, but Jesus is that bright and morning star. My wonderful counselor, wisdom and might, my shade through the day and my beacon by night. Pearl, ornament, diadem, treasure untold, my strength and my shield, in him I behold. All this is Jehovah El Shaddai and more, my bread and my water, my dwelling and my door, my branch, my vine, my lily and rose, rock, hiding place, refuge, shield, covert, repose. How can we be all this? My sure resurrection, intercessor above, the man in the glory, my bridegroom, my love, my all and in all, my Christ Jesus I see, for God has made him to be all things for me. Isn't that right? Amen. Yes. He's more than we can ever imagine. And he's there with us every day. All these things we experience as we walk with him. Let's just walk hand in hand. Cling to his hand regardless what comes. Jesus is our guide, our friend, and all these things that I mentioned in this poem. And so may God be praised and glorified in us as we continue on and walk and keep our minds stayed on him, not on all these things that we have here on earth that will take us down. But God has given us gifts. God has given us so much, much more than food, shelter, and raiment, which we are grateful for. But there's so much more. Let's not get attached to those things and feel really big because we have more than he does, or we are smarter or more intelligent. God forbid that we entertain such attitudes. I think Brother Norman made mention in class about a number of those things, reminded us that we have Jesus and we want nothing else more than him. I just added that, Norman. But let us walk with him. The psalmist also said in some place, the proud diggeth a pit and falleth in himself. So let us walk with the Lord Jesus, the man in the glory, my bridegroom, my love, my all and in all is Christ Jesus. For God has made him all things to me. Continue to pray for us. And one of my main concerns is for all of us that we can abide in him. Abide in him and he in us as we continue on the journey of life. Not give up or go astray, but to abide in him and he in us. That's my prayer. Our young people, the children, we just had another great-grandson added to our number, and we were just thinking about, well, what will they have to face if the Lord tarries another X number of years? We don't know. But may they grow up to be taught to the fear of the Lord, and not this fear of the world, but the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. Thank you for your prayers. Do continue to pray for us. We do likewise. Let's kneel.